Hi, I'm Gary Calamar, and I'm here with Golden Globe Award-winning actress Rachel Bloom, the star and creator of the series Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. She co-writes the songs for the musical comedy TV series, so we're very excited to dig into some of the tunes that have inspired her throughout her life as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Welcome, Rachel Bloom. It's great to have you.
Thank you for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
Why don't we get started? What's your first pick?
So I've loved show tunes ever since I was, 2 years old. My mom plays piano. My grandpa was an amateur theater director and stand-up comic. They're always playing show tunes for me. But as I got older, it became clearer that the show tunes that I loved, because most of them were from like the 50s through the 70s, weren't like ha-ha, laugh-out-loud, funny in a modern way. And often the show tunes that I loved and the comedy that I loved felt very different. And then I remember watching TV and seeing a snippet of The Producers and Springtime for Hitler, and it was like the first time that I felt like, oh, this is really edgy comedy done in a musical comedy format. It was the first time I'd seen that. And then when the musical came out when I was 14, and I just became obsessed with it. That musical is the foundation of why I write musical comedy. It made me fall in love with musical comedy. And it's so Jewish, which is another, I think any little Jewish kid, when they hear Mel Brooks, there's something kind of in your soul that's like, I like this and I don't even know why. And so when he released that musical, it was all of the things that I loved.
Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Rhineland's a fine land once more.
Hilarious. That is Springtime for Hitler from The Producers, from the musical version of the show. Next up, Dresden Dolls.
Yeah, so part of the reason I loved show tunes was I felt like they were an emotional outlet for me that I couldn't find in a lot of like pop rock music. A lot of rock music was a lot of people being cool in ways that I couldn't relate to. A lot of their enunciation was off. And then pop music, while fun to listen to, is all about like dancing at the club. It's just things that I don't relate to. And then a girl, my friend Emily, sang the Jeep song in actually a musical theater class. And it was the first time I just never like instantly related to a song so hard. I think I was going through a bad breakup when I heard this song. And, you know, there are a lot of breakup songs, but they kind of gloss over the real petty self-hatred that comes with going through a breakup. They're all like just kind of this beautiful sadness or like empowerment despite the sadness. And this song is about, I cannot forget you. And there's a line, you're a bully and a clown. And so many of the guys I dated were comedians and like could be mean-spirited comedians. And I've never heard someone say, you're a bully and a clown. And like, you made me cry and put me down. There's just, I instantly related to this song and felt that my feelings were a bit validated. The idea of every time I see a Jeep that looks like yours, my broken heart skips a beat. And that's what I love about them, is they're so specific and they come from a, you know, a Berlin cabaret style, which makes sense why I gravitate to it, because it has a lot of roots that musical theater also does.
When I want
That was the Jeep song by the Dresden Dolls. I'm Gary Calamar. I'm here with Rachel Bloom for the Guest DJ project. What's up next?
The Luckiest by Ben Folds. I got into Ben Folds because a guy I was dating was into Ben Folds. And this song, The Luckiest, became like ways for this guy and I to like say how we felt about each other. So this was really the first song that I had with someone, and then that relationship ended very badly. But years later, my now husband and I both separately love Ben Folds, and we were at a Ben Folds concert and he played The Luckiest, and I held my husband's hand and I was like, okay, I think the song has transferred, there's been a transfer of power of the song to my relationship now. So this song has always represented a love to me more than I think almost any other song.
And I know that I am the luckiest. I love you more than I have ever found a way to say to you.
Love songs in general, they do two things. They allow me to, first of all, kind of revel in the emotion that I'm feeling. The luckiest makes me feel more in love. They also make me feel like I'm not alone. I mean, I think that's what the Jeep song made me realize was, oh, I'm not the only one to want to see this guy everywhere, despite the fact he wasn't great to me. And I think realizing you're not alone is the first step to becoming a better person and rising above the pettier, angry emotions that you might be feeling. And the luckiest is, you know, despite I should be bitter towards that song because the root of it is a relationship that did not end well, but it's such a beautiful song, and despite how specific it is, there is a universality to it, which is, you know, what you want from a pop song.
That
That's Ben Folds with The Luckiest. What's up next?
Heaven by Talking Heads. And I listened to mostly only show tunes before I was 18, 19 years old. And I want to say one of the first non-show tune albums I got was Talking Heads. I got Talking Heads 77, but then I got all of their albums because I became obsessed. And of course, it was because a dude that I had a massive crush on loved Talking Heads. But then I myself got really into Talking Heads. And this song, Heaven, Heaven is a place where nothing ever happens. That kind of symbolizes contentment to me. And for the longest time, I couldn't just be still alone with my thoughts. I had anxiety, I had all these problems, and I always longed to get to the place that this song talks about, where it's consistency, and it's a song just about comfort and contentment in sameness, and a pattern, and a rhythm, and a schedule. And that's something that I always knew I wanted, but never had, and I never really fully understood this song, even though I've loved it for so many years, until a couple years ago where I finally got the psychiatrist that I needed, and I got into, and I can't believe I say this, but I got into meditating, and the idea of I can now be still with myself, and I'm okay with just kind of nothing happening. I don't need to distract myself half as much as I did before.
That was Heaven by the Talking Heads. What's your final song choice?
I've had a very love-hate relationship with musical theater because I love it, but at a certain point I felt like maybe it was too shallow, maybe too emotionally shallow. And then I started getting into Stephen Sondheim in high school, and Sondheim really elevated the art form. But then I heard the musical Assassins, and the subject matter itself is about something you never see in a musical, which is all of the people who've assassinated or tried to assassinate a president. This song is Unworthy of Your Love, which is sung by Squeaky Fromm, who tried to assassinate Gerald Ford, and John Hinckley Jr., who tried to assassinate Reagan. And what it says in using these pastiches about the American dream and the dark subject of the musical itself, it really spoke to the darkness inside me, and the ability of pastiches and the ability of taking a genre and flipping it on its head to make a new point about something really inspired me as a writer.
I am unworthy of your love, Charlie.
come take you from your life.
I would come take you from yourself.
You would be queen to me, not wife.
I would crawl belly deep through hell.
Rachel Bloom, thanks so much for joining us for the KCRW Guest DJ Project. It is such a pleasure to hang out with you.
It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, you can go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.
Of your love. I'll find out.